Broadly interpreting his mandate, Harrington went on to critique the entire U.S. military campaign. He repeatedly singled out the big sweeps that were resulting in the imprisonment of thousands of Iraqis that fall and winter. Conducting sweep operations in which many persons are detained who probably should not be detained, and who then wind up incarcerated for 3 to 6 months, is counterproductive to the coalition's efforts to win the cooperation of the Iraqi citizenry, he advised Fast. In some instances, it appeared that U.S. commanders, in seeking to shut down the insurgency in their areas of operations, were using tactics that effectively made them recruiting sergeants for it. Harrington was especially bothered by the actions of General Odierno's 4th Infantry Division, which was headquartered in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, near the northern apex of the Sunni Triangle. Principally due to sweep operations by some line units, the 4th ID was consistently singled out as the major offender. The number of detainees was rising steadily, he wrote. He emphasized that point 5 pages later. Some divisions are conducting operations with rigorous detention criteria, while some, the 4th ID is the negative example, are sweeping up large numbers of people and dumping them at the door of Abu Ghraib. He also told Fast to look into the practice of taking family members of suspects into custody. Recommend that you check to see if, as we were told, some detainees arrive at Abu Ghraib who were detained because the correct target of a raid was not home, so a family member was taken in his place, who would then be released when the target turns himself in. This practice, if it is being done, has a hostage feel to it. Army combat units were part of the problem, Harrington suggested. Looking at them reminded him of his time in Vietnam, when he saw such units alienate local populations. They were often heavy-handed, reliant on massive firepower, and could undo in a few hours what we had striven to accomplish with the people for months. A radically different, far more sophisticated approach was needed, Harrington suggested. Set up an amnesty program and induce insurgent leaders to turn themselves in. There were 3 good ways to put an insurgent out of business. The preferable way was to foster desertion. The second best was to capture and interrogate them. Last resort is to target and kill them. Yet that last thinking was at the heart of the approach that Sanchez and many of his division commanders were taking, especially in the Sunni Triangle. Overall, Harrington concluded, the Army should change its way of thinking about what it was doing in Iraq. Keep the U.S. profile as low as possible going forward, he wrote. Effectively, the veteran interrogator had turned the Sanchez critique on its head. It's not intelligence that is the problem here. It is your troops and tactics. Alter your tactics, and your intelligence will improve, just as night follows day. Only 2 copies of the report were made, with Harrington keeping one and leaving the other with Fast. There is no indication that General Sanchez, the most conventional of commanders, was interested in overhauling his approach in such a revolutionary way. 4 months later, orders issued to his subordinate commanders still routinely called for killing or capturing the insurgents. The U.S. military response to the rise of the insurgency was fundamentally misguided. An effort to squeeze out more intelligence, involving thousands of American troops and profoundly disrupting the lives of tens of thousands of Iraqis, swamped the intelligence system. The American offensive was undone by a combination of overwhelmed soldiers and indiscriminate generals, especially the 4th ID's Odierno, who sent too many detainees south, and his immediate superior Sanchez, who should have seen this and stopped it.